I think the average container that comes through here is maybe a third of a ton, which isn't very much in terms of the what its value is.
Nancy Paul is the general manager at Marpan Recycling, a distribution center that collects recyclables and sells them to companies that will reuse the materials to make new products. Paul spoke with WFSU back in 2014 about the economics of recycling items like paper and cardboard.
It only has value if there's someone like Marpan who can combine all of those into one big load and get paid for it, because we send out loads that are 40,000 pounds.
Since then, those economics have changed. Marpan recently wrote a letter to the Tallahassee and Leon County Commissions explaining it now costs more money to collect and sort materials than Marpan can make back by selling them. Marpan is giving officials a year to come up with a plan or says it will have to close. Brian DeLoge is the chairman of the county commission.
Well, the running kind of joke, it's not too funny these days, is that it sounds like sustainability is almost becoming financially unsustainable. And, you know, the problem is, how do you continue down a path that's really not supportable long term?
Florida's capital city isn't alone. Keena Corey is the executive director of a recycling advocacy group called the Florida Recycling Partnership. She says much of the trouble with recycling goes back 2 years to what many call the China sword.
So China is where we used to ship the majority of our recycled materials. And they would accept them, they processed them, and used them. About 2 years ago, they decided that they were going to put a strict ban on how much contamination could be in these bales of recycled materials that was sent to them.
Before, Corey says, China accepted a contamination rate of 20%. Now that's down to 0.5%. That means China won't accept recyclables from most single-stream processing plants like Marpan. And it means there's more supply than demand within the U.S.
And that's really been one of our biggest problems. If you had contaminated materials and we're not selling them, then it's a serious problem. You have to remember that recyclables, if there's not a market for it, it's not recyclable. So we have to find more markets so that we can ship these materials to.
And another important step is education. Floridians need to learn how to get better at recycling, so more places will be interested in accepting the materials. Corey says state lawmakers are floating a plan to include funding for recycling education in the budget this year. And she says people should also learn recycling isn't necessarily free.
Some companies in the very beginning, when they started doing the recycling programs, they built that into the cost of the solid waste collection because they usually did both. Now it's costing them more to get rid of the recyclables because people are putting too much solid waste in it. And we really have to get people to be focused and get them to recycle because we still have those materials. So those materials are going to have to go somewhere. So would you much rather get them processed and have them as a recyclable material, or do you want to permit and allow another landfill in our state?
Corey says ensuring materials get recycled could mean processing centers will have to start charging more, and garbage fees could go up. In the meantime, she says her group is partnering with the Department of Environmental Protection to look into what the state's recycling goals should be. She says that 75% number lawmakers approved about 10 years ago seemed to come out of thin air. This time, she says, experts are working together to come up with what she calls a more appropriate number. I'm Regan McCarthy.